The year is 1935, but the history is not our own. Welcome, humble adventurers, to my realm of knowledge and mystery. Here, in my cursed library, are endless tomes and scrolls on the darkest and evilest foes in all the realms. Be they from Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, the many worlds of darkness, or any realm in between. Welcome to the Dastardly Decimal System. I'm your caretaker of the corrupt, the librarian, Caster Kane. How many of us look forward to the joys of a nice sleep? We are warm in our beds, and we think ourselves safe. I remember countless nights as a child, seeing a scary shadow dance across my wall, being terrified, and hiding under the covers of my bed. Why? Because it was my bed. It was safe. But what if I tell you that it's not always safe? What if I tell you about a monster who kills you in your bed while you are asleep? Would you still look forward to that bed every day? Would you still feel so safe? For today's topic, I have brewed a pot of Tension Tamer Tea. This is a blend to help us invoke calm, something I think I will need after talking about this topic. Now let me pour us each a cup as I talk about the Axeman of New Orleans. My studies forced me to travel to many different realms. It's an aspect of the job I quite enjoy. Some realms, however, are far too frightening and terrifying to actually visit. For those, I simply scry upon them from the safety of my library. Even then, some are still so frightening that I can only look upon them with partially covered eyes. Of these, none are as terrifying as the violent and savage realm known as Earth. The many realms of Earth require vast amounts of classification. Some fall in categories with superheroes. Others have futuristic men and women who travel to the stars. And more still have dark powers that seep into unsuspecting worlds. One of these countless categories is a realm known as the Deadlands. But these realms are much like music. For every genre that exists, like rock and roll, there are numerous subgenres, like grunge, punk, or alternative. So while we have looked at the Deadlands before, this time we look at a subgenre of that realm, one affectionately called Deadlands Noir. When European invaders marched upon the New World, a collection of shamans came together to cast a powerful ritual, one that would bring the vengeance of hell down upon the white man. The spell worked just far too well. On July 3rd, 1863, they opened a portal to the spiritual realm and let a world of horrors into theirs. This included the Horsemen of the Apocalypse. This event would forever be known as the Reckoning. 72 years since that date, and the world is still vastly different than the one you may recognize, or frighteningly similar. The Confederate States of America are an independent nation from the United States of America. For over 30 years, both sides have kept their guns aimed at the Mason-Dixon line, each waiting for the other to blink. In the years since the Reckoning, the Horsemen have done their best to torment and assault the world. War relished in the destruction of the Great War, and pestilence let loose a virulent flu upon the recovering world. Famine took hold as the Great Depression violently ripped across the world. Famine knew that when properly motivated, some humans could be as wicked as any demon. All they needed was a nudge in just the wrong direction. In nearly all the realms of Earth, New Orleans is a mystical place. It is a crossroad of the old with the new, of magic and science. So much darkness had seeped into the city over the years, corrupting and destroying the lives of the innocent. From 1918 all the way through 1919, a serial killer stalked the city of New Orleans. In the middle of the night, he would break into a house and murder everybody inside, viciously killing them as they slept in their bed. The most infamous of these murders was done with an axe, earning the mysterious killer the name the Axeman. The entire city whispered a warning of fear. The Axeman cometh. Despite the name, most of his killings were done with a blade or a razor. Yet regardless of the method, the Axeman still kept the citizens of New Orleans afraid until his campaign mysteriously stopped. 16 years later, and the murders resumed. A grisly murder in Treme resulted in the victim's head, hands, and feet being removed by the killer. Several similar murders had also been reported, the first being over a month ago. The first person to put the connection together was Nate Braddock, an editor for the Tombstone Epitaph, a local semi-occult newspaper. His was not the most respected outlet. It tended to fall in the categories of Bigfoot married my wife, pictures in page 4. That being said, in New Orleans, the occult tend to be a little more prevalent than others. Knowing that the case was too dangerous for himself or his own reporters, the editor set out to hire a group of investigators. When the police reports ran dry and the newspaper trails ran cold, the investigators were forced to look back at the earliest of the murders, one that had taken place in the old Rangers headquarters. The Rangers, formerly of Texas, were a federal police agency that focused on the occult. They had a headquarters in New Orleans, and in fact had recently just shifted buildings, only a month prior. Since then, the building had been used by the homeless as a makeshift shelter, but surprisingly was now empty. The interior had blood splatters and chalk outlines showing signs of a gruesome murder. Upon investigation, the investigators discovered forgotten boxes from the move and discarded surgical gloves. As they searched the room, they were suddenly attacked by undead heads moving about on small, spider-like limbs. These were an occult horror known as the Walking Heads. The investigators noticed that each of the limbs had been clean and precisely cut from their original bodies, and that the wounds had been stitched together with a polyester thread. A surgical thread. Deducing that the hospital was involved, they moved their investigation there. A nurse spoke of a homeless man, one she described as a hulking, unholy monster clutching a scalpel. The homeless man had been brought in by the police. He had been riddled with bullets and barely clinging to life. The doctors did their best to save him, but sadly failed. Dr. Robert Dyerson was the attending surgeon. Suspecting the doctor may be involved, the investigators began to trail him. For several days they watched him, but the doctor did nothing of note. Then one day, as night fell onto the city, the doctor left his home. A hungry, compelled look crossed his face. The doctor was stalking a new prey. When the investigators leapt in to stop him, Dyerson pulled the scalpel from his pocket and began to transform. His skin turned gray, he doubled in size, and his face morphed into a monstrous form. This was the form of the Butcher, the true identity of the Axeman. The two parties fought, the Butcher being a brutal and violent skirmisher. He would smash a foe with his powerful strike, or violently stab him with his scalpel. Only when, by sheer luck, they were able to wrestle the blade from the Butcher's hand, did he finally revert back to Dr. Dyerson. The fault of these murders lie not with the actions of Dr. Dyerson, but with the scalpel itself. In 1863, when the reckoning occurred, it flooded the world with dark and corrupt magic. Some men were transformed, others were driven mad, and various mundane items became filled with fell magic and would forever be cursed. The scalpel was one of these items. It once belonged to a Confederate surgeon. On the eve of the reckoning, that surgeon went on a killing spree in the hospital tents at Gettysburg. The surgeon would forever be the first one to be called the Butcher. When the scalpel is in control, it demands a midnight killing for 3 days in a row. Then it will rest for a month. If possible, the wielder would collect the victim's heads and extremities, transforming them into walking heads, or walking arms, walking legs, you get the idea. Each night, the scalpel would physically compel its owner to pick it up. During the day, the scalpel would lay dormant, but at night, it could transform its host into the butcher, a brutish beast with unholy strength. In the chaos of the reckoning, the scalpel vanished. It would resurface from time to time to compel its wielder to kill. After several hosts, it eventually ended up in the hands of the original Axeman. While the case was never solved, the Rangers were able to ambush the Axeman one night and wrestle the scalpel from him. However, the killer fled before his identity could be deduced. For 16 years, the scalpel remained in their evidence locker, harmlessly sitting in a box. But when a sloppy clerk forgot the box during a recent move, one of the homeless men that had taken up residence in the old HQ stumbled across it. For the first time in almost 2 decades, the scalpel had a host once more, albeit a poor one. Poor as in match, not wealth. The homeless man was not a fine fit for the blade. He needed someone with access to the world, and with someone who could blend in. Regardless, the scalpel forced the homeless man to attack the other homeless, until the police arrived and shot him down. The homeless man was rushed to the hospital and was attended to by Dr. Robert Dyerson. There, doctor and scalpel were first joined. In the homeless man's dying breath, he dropped the scalpel. Dr. Dyerson retrieved it, thinking it a mundane thing, unknowing that the item was cursed and already beginning to affect his mind. The scalpel would whisper to the doctor, day in and day out, until the doctor submitted, and the Axeman made his infamous return. The New Orleans legal system doesn't recognize possession by demonic surgical equipment as a defense in court, but the Rangers do. Both the scalpel and the doctor were taken away by the Rangers for the safety of the city. The idea of an everyday item being filled with such terrifying magic is, frankly, unsettling. It's the kind of idea that makes me think twice before picking up a pen or using a fork. It also makes me wonder, where is that scalpel now? What happened to Dr. Dyerson? And even more terrifying, whatever happened to the original Axeman? Ooh. It seems that our tea has once again run dry, which means our time is now up. Join me again in my library for more stories and lore about the darkest villains from the darkest realms. This has been the Dastardly Decimal System, and once again, I am your librarian, Caster Kane. I think I'm gonna leave the lights on tonight. Not gonna lie. The Dastardly Decimal System can be found on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at DD System Podcast. That's Delta Delta System Podcast. Drop us a message and say hi. Vega always loves the attention. This podcast was produced by Midnight Reading Audio, a division of Midnight Reading Publishing. The voice of Caster Kane is Larry Gent. Hi. The voice of Vega is provided by my cats, Vash and Zid. Music was Dark Ambient by Yevheny Kovalenko from Pixabay, licensed under Creative Commons. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening. and beware the Axeman's return.